This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Josh from the DBCC, and I'm sat here with Dom Quirk, who's been a client of the DBCC for quite a while now and has lost a pretty impressive over 25 pounds of fat in the time he's been here. And I'd just like to talk quickly about how he's done that, the changes he's made, and to talk quickly about his goals for the future. So Dom, talk to us a little bit about yourself, who you are, how old you are, what you do, etc.
Dominic Quirk, 38 years young, joined the DVC quite a few months back now, and to say it's been a life changer is probably putting it mildly. Not only the exercise, but the motivation behind that exercise, coupled with really understanding what is actually a bad meal, or in my case, previously a very bad meal. I've changed my eating habits dramatically, looking at what I have for breakfast, starting the day on a high, keeping that positive, looking at the not so easy options for lunch, and planning ahead, and then really sticking to, from the start, the MDS and looking at the different varieties of meats I can have, most importantly without the carbs and with the green veg. So it's given me a lot more energy. I am in the world of business, having a couple of companies, and I'm one for setting goals and moving forward for me, looking to get in shape for the summer, really. So there's more work to be done, refocusing. It's not always easy. You're going to have periods where you do aim to maintain the weight off, but with the people around me here, it's been a pleasure to focus on that on a daily, weekly and monthly basis, and excusing the pun, putting it in bite-sized chunks.
Good. So talking about specifics, so what was a typical day of food for you before you joined the DVCC?
Typically, I've always been someone that never had any breakfast, which I find out is probably the worst thing you can possibly do. And then I began to get very, very hungry at lunchtime, order something that was convenient and that would fill me up and probably much larger than I really needed. So that could be anything from a Domino's to huge baguettes. Anything that had carbs in it, I was eating it, really. And then by the end of the day, it would typically be, once again, something that would be meat orientated and also always with carbs as well, with some vegetables. Never been a huge fan of vegetables, but I think I've realised in this, you don't always eat things that maybe you like over other things, but you have to look at the end game and see what it does to your body and your mindset as well.
Okay, so how does that differ from what you do currently?
Very conscious of starting the day off right. So with regards to breakfast, typically I have one of the protein shakes here that I got from the DVCC, and then planning ahead for lunch. So lunch now will be either a healthy soup or a salad with some chicken. Definitely no carbs. I try and stick to that as much as I can, but surrounded by temptation with the people that work with me. And then in the evening, I very rarely have any carbs. So typically I'll have steak, chicken, salmon with cabbage, green vegetables, carrots if I want to freshen it up a little bit. And I feel full on protein. I've got to the stage now that if I do have carbs, then it doesn't necessarily make me full. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And I know it's not going to give me that long-term energy or certainly the long-term goals that I want to get either.
Good. And obviously these habits have been a very large reason why you've been able to lose as much fat as you have. And having lost a significant amount of fat, a lot of people think, well, I've achieved a lot. Where do I go from here? And obviously, having been successful in business, you're very good at setting goals. So talk to me a little bit about where you want to head in the future, your plans for the summer.
Okay, plans for the summer. Going on a nice family holiday with some friends. I want to walk out onto that beach feeling confident and good about myself. And the goal is, coming May, I'm going to be back onto the MDS and looking to shed at least another stone before the summer. So I'm going to be feeling good and looking good.
Good. And certainly in my experience, having these goals top of mind and really thinking hard about them and then making the little micro behaviours that are going to take you to those goals. So, for example, following the MDS is going to be something that you can do and be accountable to every day that is going to take you to that goal of being able to walk out on the beach and feel confident. It's a very good thing to do, very productive, and it's going to be one of the key things to your continued long-term success. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed listening to Dom share a little bit about his story, where he's come from and where he's going to go in the future. And I hope you all look forward to the update after Dom's holiday and see some of the pictures from the beach. So guys, thank you for listening and have a nice day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.